necessary and sufficient condition for the conclusion that COVID-19 pandemic is a myth. If nothing else, the fake COVID-19 pandemic episode is a very suitable instrument to test the concept regarding the power and importance of absolute truth. The absolutely provable absence of death of world leaders, even in a limited territory such as Europe, albeit varied enough to be significant for a conclusion of the sort we study, while confined and offering unquestionable observations such as those offered here, is probably the most categorical fact which the hope for societal absolute truth may offer. In the studied case, the mentioned particular absence of death is the sufficient condition to draw an affirmative conclusion for the falsity of the insinuation that the COVID-19 pandemic is real. But let us say a little more about the necessary and sufficient condition with regard to whether we have a real pandemic at hand. In order to claim that we are dealing with a pandemic, the necessary condition is that the groups observed share common biology. Defining each particular group under discussion as a part of the humans inhabiting the Earth. The sufficient condition to claim that a virus has caused a pandemic is that there should be no group belonging to the assemblage of the mentioned individuals sharing common biology that would be exempt from having individuals who have died from the alleged pandemic-causing virus. The sufficient condition is especially strong, even ultimately convincing, when those deaths can be established without a shadow of doubt, in a strictly delineated way, as is the case when non-anonymous biological units, members of the state-sanctioned elite, are the subject of study aiming at determining whether the COVID-19 pandemic is real. Notice, there's no need to study the whole population of the Earth, person by person, in order to reach a reliable conclusion regarding the reality of COVID-19 pandemic. Only locating a well-defined group of humans disobeying the sufficient condition for a pandemic will suffice for the purpose of denying the reality of purported given pandemic, say COVID-19 pandemic. Emphatically, the group which is object of study must not be the group which we call here anonymous insignificance. The number of deaths of the anonymous members of humanity due to the sheer fact of being anonymous can always be and is now manipulated for underhanded political purposes. That the number of deaths of anonymous can be manipulated for the purposes of presenting false idea that the COVID-19 pandemic is real, is revealed exactly because of the imperative not to analyze the purported deaths from the group of the anonymous, but instead to analyze the number of deaths of the non-anonymous. Unfortunately, the opposite is observed when the privately owned world press discusses the event it has falsely labeled COVID-19 pandemic. In order to fake the conclusion about the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic and foist it as real, the manipulative global press has forced the world to underhandedly discuss only the manipulated number of deaths of the anonymous and purport them to be from with COVID-19. Notably, the exemption to the sufficient condition, that is, the existence of groups of dignitaries exempt from deaths from with COVID-19, can apply to such groups located anywhere in the world, independent of what happens in this respect in the rest of the world. For the sake of simplicity, We can choose to observe Europe, as the reader may have already noticed that this is indeed our choice. The sufficient condition may be fulfilled anywhere else, but its violation even in one place, say Europe, is enough to overturn any suggestion that there has been a pandemic. Moreover, we may choose Europe because it is also promoted as a continent where the reliability concerning the studied biological units is agreed upon to be far greater than that of similar biological units in, for example, Somalia, Barbados, or North Korea, to name a few. Now that we have limited our focus to only Europe, we may limit our general observation regarding the world as a whole to that continent only. In Europe, during the 2 years of the alleged COVID-19 pandemic, there hasn't been a single recognizable human biological unit, royalty, president of a country, or any other newsworthy government or superstar personality, whose death from with COVID-19, should it have occurred, would not have immediately occupied the world news for weeks. Let us reaffirm once again, but having in mind concretely Europe for simplicity. It doesn't matter what happens from now on. The absolute fact that no such mortality amongst the dignitaries of Europe has been heard or seen during the 2020 through 2021 period remains forever. This absolute fact serves as an absolute proof, which can never be refuted, that there is no COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, there is no need to explore other possible explanations other than the definite, that only explanation which was just noted. It is an absolute truth of the same sort as when I say, quote, I have two hands. When I say, I have two hands, this is an absolute truth. One does not need to look for any other explanation to question or undermine the truthfulness of the statement that I do have two hands. The fact that I have two hands is an absolute fact, expressing an absolute truth. My discovery, based on the complete absence of deaths of dignitaries as a criterion regarding the falsity of the claim for COVID-19 pandemic, even when considering one limited territory on the planet Earth, Europe, has no alternative. Because it is a similar type of absolute truth, an absolute truth of the sort, quote, one is not equal to two. That, quote, one is not equal to two cannot be the subject to interpretation. It is not a matter of point of view, nor is it an invention or a metaphor. This is an absolute truth, without the recognition of which there can be no arithmetic, to say nothing of correct mathematics in general. So there can be no logical or factual contradiction in the thesis I put forth, rejecting the suggestion that there ever was or is COVID-19 pandemic, the way there can be no logical or factual contradictions when I say that, quote, one is not equal to two. Unquote. If one should attempt to portray it otherwise, it would only amount to obviously unfounded suggestions and insinuations, amounting to nothing other than an ad hominem attack. To sum it up, royalty, presidents, and prime ministers, even superstars, if we widen the criterion, including other recognizable entities, while sharing the common biology with every other human, thus fulfilling the necessary condition for claiming a pandemic, by all of them staying alive during the period of the alleged pandemic, do not fulfill the sufficient condition for the alleged pandemic to be real. That group of humans, a group sharing the same biology with every other human, and in addition, a group which is prominently in the public eye, hence the death of any of its members cannot be left unnoticed or concealed, contains elements that are provably, absolutely categorically not dying within the span of the years 2020 and 2021, when the alleged COVID-19 pandemic was said to be sweeping the world. Royalty, other heads of state, prime ministers, and even superstars are not dying at all, let alone dying from with COVID-19. The violation in clearly defined groups of non-anonymous individuals, especially the significance, even if superstars are excluded from the criterion of the sufficient condition for a pandemic to be real, means nothing less than a negation of the claim for the reality of the concrete purported deadly viral COVID-19 pandemic caused by SARS-CoV-2. As pointed out regarding absolute truths in general, the above absence of deaths from with COVID-19 amongst royalty, other dignitaries of Europe, is an absolute truth. Therefore, it is not prone to interpretation. It is not a point of view, an invention, or a metaphor. And therefore, when a thesis is advanced which would falsely mean that one necessarily should always allow for alternative explanations, such thesis must be rejected outright. In this case, there are no alternative explanations. It is not true that everything has an alternative. This understanding of immanent tentativeness, in particular of truth, is an expression of a very vicious approach known as postmodernism, symbolizing perfected Nazism, the reasons to call it that being discussed elsewhere, which nowadays is spreading far and wide, undermining societies. Such an approach, allowing for truth to be always considered contingent, justifies liars, deceivers, and charlatans, and must be resolutely nipped in the bud by every person of thought, having basic self-respect, decency, and integrity. There is no definition of velocity other than distance per unit time, or the first derivative of distance with respect to time. There is no other definition of acceleration other than the first derivative of velocity with respect to time. These absolute definitions, comprising absolute truths, are not a matter of point of view or interpretation, nor are they merely inventions or metaphors. There are many more such absolute truths in science, and society must get used to this reality of absolute truths, disallowing covertly or overtly, indulging into destructive intellectual fluidity, so intensely imposed by complete madmen through the process of so-called postmodern thinking that began its aggressive march in the 1960s.